Roland was a warrior from the land of the midnight sun, with a Thompson gun for hire, fighting to be done. The deal was made in Denmark on a dark and stormy day, so he set out for Biafra to join the bloody fray. Through 66 and 7 they fought the Congo War, with their fingers on their triggers, knee-deep in gore. Days and nights they battled the Bantu to their knees, they killed to earn their living and to help out the Congolese.
Thompson gunner, Roland the Thompson gunner.
His comrades fought beside him, Van Owen and the rest, but of all the Thompson gunners, Roland was the best. So the CIA decided they wanted Roland. Son of a bitch, Van Owen blew off Roland's head.
Roland the headless Thompson gunner, Norway's bravest sons of the score.
They can still see his headless body stalking through the night in the muzzle flash of Roland's Thompson gun. In the muzzle flash of a Roland's Thompson gun. Roland searched the continent for the man who'd done him in. He found him in Mombasa in a ballroom drinking gin. Roland aimed his Thompson gun, he didn't say a word, but he blew Van Owen's body from there to Johannesburg.
Roland the headless Thompson gunner, Roland the headless Thompson gunner, Roland the headless Thompson gunner.
Talking about the man,
Roland the headless Thompson gunner.
Thompson gunner, still wandering through the night. Now it's 10 years later, but he still keeps up the fight. In Ireland, in Lebanon, in Palestine, in Berkeley, Paddy Hearst heard the birth of a Roland's Thompson gun and body.
.5 WMFO in Medford. You're listening to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
I'm Johnny Funk.
I'm Mike.
And Mike is here with us. Mike will be heading out. He's got a few things he's got to do. But Mike, thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
Why don't we turn the mic on for you?
Thank you. Thanks.
So.
All right.
But welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah, it was a 4-minute drive, so easy for me to get down here.
And the name of your band is?
We are Johnny Funk and the Skunks. That's J-O-H-N-E, Funk and the Skunks.
So, it's your name and the Skunks. I mean, how did you arrive at that?
Well, in college, we all went to college at the University of Hartford in Connecticut. And we originally called Just the Skunks. But yeah, we tried to put our music online and we found out there was already a band called the Skunks from, I think, the late 80s. They were a punk band. So yeah, My mom's maiden name is Funk, so we decided it was catchy, so we went that route.
So basically, it's play that funky music, white boy.
Pretty much. I tell people we're a funk rock band, but we're really more of a rock band that's kind of funky. Yeah, at the end of the day.
So, tell us a little bit more about the band. I mean, the members, and did you guys all go to Hart?
No, we actually, so I was in the audio engineering program, and we had similar production classes, like in here as well, some radio and elsewise. But yeah, the other two guys were computer software and criminal justice, but yeah, we'd all played music prior, and one of those groups that we weren't music kids, but we decided to start a band in a school of music kids, you know.
Yeah, because they've got a big school of music down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so luckily that granted us access to a lot of nice studios, and we're able to have a lot of good opportunities from there.
Because I know there are a few people were told when they went to Hart School of Music that all they had to do was study music, and they didn't bother telling them they needed to study the other academic studies.
Hmm.
You guys did it the other way around.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
You guys studied the other academic studies and then ended up in music,
mm-hmm.
which is cool.
A little backward, but I know, because I knew some music kids that, you know, it's similar to other, if you study other things, you know, if you do it all day, it's almost not fun anymore, or you got to keep it fresh, I guess.
And so, growing up, what did you listen to?
Oh, man. Well, I mean, when I was 13, started listening to, you know, Zeppelin and Nirvana and all that jazz, and got into Chili Peppers, and that kind of opened the funk door. Those are kind of some big ones for you. But.
And what about getting into playing the guitar?
Yeah, I was got my first guitar when I was 13 as well, and that's when the whole door opened up. Didn't have much music background before that. I mean, my mom had Beatles records, my dad had Allman Brothers records, you know. Nothing too crazy, but...
Well, it's a different combination, because you've got, you know, rock and blues.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we, you know, lost Greg Allman recently.
We did, yeah.
And, you know, so how did that bring together for you? Because, you know, I mean, the different members, I mean, must have brought different styles of music with them.
I mean, yeah, it was funny. I was listening to them today as well. The Live at the Fillmore East, that's a classic one. But... yeah, to answer your question too, my bassist and my drummer and myself, we all met at the University of Hartford, and then we all moved together. And here in Medford, we've been here about 2 years, 2.5 years. It's crazy; it's going by fast.
Well, big difference from, you know, Hartford to, you know, Boston.
Yeah, and after we all graduated, and they said, I believe it was our bassist, he got a job around here first. He said, let's just do the band thing, you know, try and do it, and I'm still doing it. Yeah.
So, I mean, is that your main jobs, or are you guys in the engineering and the, you know, police?
And yep. Exactly. Yeah. We all work full time, all in different areas. But Medford's kind of the central location. I work downtown at a startup, electrical startup called Temp Alert. And yeah, our bassist is a computer software guy. And
which would be funny if the person who started the company's name was Simon.
Why is that?
Simon Templar was the saint, which was a real high class cat burglar, played by Roger Moore in the 60s. So it was, you know.
Okay. Simon Templar.
Yeah. So when you go to work tomorrow,
I'll bring it up.
He's going to say, what was the inspiration for the name of the company, you know?
Maybe some undertones.
Yeah, but. So you've got one up on them. So,
but yeah, we all work full time, and you know, we do the band thing, practice two nights a week, and we got a residency at the Plow and Stars in Cambridge. That's every third Saturday of the month, so we're focusing on those gigs. Yeah.
And you have an album out?
Oh, so we released a single maybe about a month and a half ago. It's called Piece of Pie. We actually filmed it at a modern pastry shop, just kind of us having fun in a bakery. A lot of our songs are real, real goofy and fun. And, yeah, we had, like, a little food fight. Not in the bakery. We went to our apartment and had a food fight.
Oh, but, yeah. It would have been funnier the other way. I mean...
We didn't want to... They were nice enough to let us shoot there. Actually, I emailed them and said, hey, could we film a music video in your bakery? I got an email back a minute later, like, no, sorry, we can't do that. And then maybe 3 days later, I got another email from somebody else, like, yeah, let's do it. We're like, okay, screw it.
So, Which bakery did you do it in?
It was actually the Modern Pastry in Medford Square. So not the North End one, but...
But it's Modern Bakery, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've actually been there. Took a friend of mine over there. They didn't want to go into Boston, so we went over there for the tiramisu.
Yeah, and they're cash only, but...
Yeah, but, you know, so... But it works.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you have for us to start?
I figured I'd play... I have a new song I haven't shown anyone yet. Like I said, if you haven't heard us yet, all of our songs are, obviously kind of funky, but very goofy as well. Let's give this a try. You want me to play one, or should we play our new single, actually? Can you play one? All right, cool. This song is called Kicks and Tricks. My first time playing this, actually, so we'll see how it goes. Confide in you. Make the mistakes, I'll make it break and bend all right on cue. Look me in the eyes and sympathize with everything I do. When I try to deceive, it's just the way you perceive the things that tell me. Lightly tread on the things that you said. The ice is breaking loose. Tear out the seams and leaking into your dreams. Is there bulletproof? Questions lead to answers to ideas about to brew. The more in the gates turns into faith. Tell me, is this you? Thanks, guys. Thanks, Mike.
Take it easy, Mike.
Yeah, that was called Kicks and Tricks. Never played that before. But.
That was really, really good.
Yeah, so you can kind of tell, you know, it's like a rock song, but it kind of has like a funk groove to it. That's like a lot of our stuff. But yeah.
So, world premiere.
Yeah, world premiere. Except for my girlfriend. She's heard that one.
But. Well, but that's a little bit different. That's, you know, world premiere on the air.
Mm-hmm.
We played out live. We'll be back in a minute with Johnny Funk.
I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, It is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
You're listening to WMFO Medford. I'm Aaron.
I'm Johnny Funk.
So, Johnny, why don't we... Well, got a little bit of a technical difficulty. We'll be back with Johnny in a moment.
Wears all the glow. A book that after lands down the street, guitar in hand and summer heat. The faithful in their red and blue, a crowd outside the house of blues. A dodge of vendors, hawkers, gawkers, stalkers in my way. Breaking strings on cheap guitars. Close my eyes, pretend we're stars. Cross that and it seems so far, but tonight it could all be ours. The salmon brought his heart to play. Doorman lands a smile away. One and two and three and four. Heads perk up, up goes the door. Breaking strings on cheap guitars. Close my eyes, pretend we're stars. Cross that and it seems so far, but tonight it could all be. That alley beyond that velvet cage. Until then, here we will remain with our stranger, rain, singing ways.
Two. what you want, yeah, I got what you need. What you want, honey, yeah.
welcome back to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
I'm Johnny Funk.
And that was Amy Winehouse, the girl from Ipanema. What a different version.
Yeah.
And you have to listen to know who was actually singing, but jazz, a little bit out of her norm, but she had actually done a jazz album with Tony Bennett like 6 months before she passed away.
I knew she'd done a lot of cover albums, but
yeah,
didn't hear that one.
So you said that you are you had a member of the band leave recently.
We did. Unfortunately, our trombonist Gabe moved to Seattle just to start a new chapter. And yeah, we played with them for about a year and a half. And we're still recovering from that, but we still have our saxophone guy Andrew. He lives with us, so he can't run away as easily. Yeah.
So, ironically, you're looking for a few new members for the band.
Yeah, I mean, we'd be great to jam with some more brass, maybe in keys, but anything's up in the air. Yep.
Well, the way people can contact you, and if they want to message you, what's the best way to message you?
Yeah, probably the quickest and easiest way to find us is our website, theskunks.band. Real easy. Shortens our name a bit. We're also on Facebook, Johnny Funk and the Skunks. Yeah, those are our two big ones.
And the last song we heard was actually your current single.
Yep.
Hit single, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And the song,
we like to think so, yeah.
The song you played prior to that was, like I said, a world debut for that song.
Yeah, it was called Kicks and Tricks. It's about just hanging out and messing around, like a lot of our songs.
You've got a great song next, great title, Give It Up.
Mm-hmm.
Any background on the song?
Yeah, so this one's not a new one. We haven't recorded in studio environment yet, but this song's about, it was originally about stealing a lot of money and what you're going to do with all that money, but then it just kind of went off the rails, and like a lot of our songs do. And then, yeah, it's more about you know, relying on things and just remembering what's important. Yeah.
When you write your songs, do you write them and do they change throughout playing? I mean, does something come to mind, or do any instrumentals come in as you're playing it, you know, and change the song in some ways, or do they stay true to the way you've written them?
It depends on the song. Usually, especially with the brass, it's been very centered around that, a lot of the hooks, brass-oriented, or the guitar and bass play, and then the brass calls and response, something like that. But in general, ever since college, usually we have a riff and then I'd like one solid verse and we build off of that. And our drummer's in a lot of other projects too. He's in an a cappella group. So he's always big on changing tempo and keeping it fresh. Yeah.
Which is always good because it's, you know, like jazz and blues, you know, nothing stays the same because I know jazz is improvisational. And blues just takes you away.
Hmm.
So
yeah, I mean, even if you know it's in Piece of Pie, it was funk for the first 2 minutes, and we do a blues breakdown, and then we kind of pop back. We have a very short attention span. You know?
Well, you know, because it had a few, you know, false endings.
That too, yeah.
Which is really cool because it's like you catch people off guard. Hey, hey, there's more to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like going, you know, when you go to a movie and you think the movie's ended and they start scrolling down the credits, but then the movie comes back on.
Mm-hmm.
And then it fades out and it comes back again.
I don't know if that's ever happened to me, but
yeah, they've done it in a few movies, and it's just intriguing to see that happen, because, you know, some people just get up and leave. And this way, by doing this, you're keeping the audience on their feet. I'm ready to hear something else. So every one of your songs, they're going to think there's more. They're going to keep coming back for more.
Yeah,
for every song.
It's fun live too, especially with the tempo changes, because you can tell when you catch people off guard. You can feel it, you know, and it almost feels like a new song, but three or four songs and then one song, and keeps it fresh. Yep. But anyway, this next song is called Give It Up. Why don't you put that stack of money in my hand? I said, give it up, give me all you can. I'm bound to roam around playing with my band. I gotta find a place for me and my girlfriend. I'm off to Detroit, Alabama, and San Fran. I hear the cops are coming, catch me if you can. Maybe Utah, Tallahassee, or Japan. Anyway, we're getting out any way we can. Oh, all the things that I'm gonna do. So why don't you stick around? Oh, and all the sights, so I see. I say we'll see you all.
Keep getting better and better.
That one, we play that one live a lot. That one's just imagine some brass sprinkled in there too. It's a lot. That one's fun.
Well, you know, I mean, next time we have you back, bring the brass.
Yeah. There were the other guys were all hungover.
The Sox did win last night, so I mean, you know, and today,
yeah,
and the Pats, so you know, so it's actually, you know, post and prelude, I guess, huh?
Mm-hmm. So to speak, yeah.
So, but when you write, because some of it fantasy, and then some of it is real life mixed in, and do you write the melody first, the lyrics first, or does everybody come together on that?
Usually it's the melody first, yep. Or rather the rhythm. Like, for instance, on that song, first we had the... Just had that, and then our bass threw in something. Yeah. So usually it's the riff. And then Yeah, and then the brass came in, and then so to answer your questions, usually lyrics come last for me. I know it's different for other artists, but I need to see what the book looks like in order to, before I actually start writing it. You know, personally, I know some guys write lyrics first and write melody around that or rhythm around that. Excuse me, but yeah, just the way we do it.
So, when you have your practices, do you record it so you don't lose any of your sound? So you know, remember what you do? Because I know, I mean, when you have so many pieces coming together, it's hard to keep it all together.
Yes, yeah. Well, we try to record every practice. There's this one practice when we had, it was such an awesome song, and it was completed, but we found out we weren't recording, and then our drummer still doesn't live that day down. He's so upset. But yeah, we usually we record our practice, and then, you know, go back and with some little cool thing there, and we work off of that. It could be a 5 second, 10 second little piece, and that could be the focal point for the song.
So when you're out, whether it's walking or driving, or does something just come to mind, and do you grab your phone? Do you call home and leave it on an answering machine? I mean, you know, how would you go about keeping track of it on your own? I mean, if each person is out there doing it, but you know,
usually, well, I do have a little notebook I keep with me for ideas, just in general. But a lot of the ideas come from the guitar first, like I was saying, and build off of that. There are other rare occasions. One time I was on the bus going by the studio, actually, and you know, an idea popped in my head. I just looked like a fool and started going boo 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 into my phone. I got some weird looks, but turned out to be a song, I think.
But that's actually great. You drive by a radio station and you get inspiration. That's really a cool way of doing it. And you have any upcoming gigs?
We do. We have a residency this fall, actually through the end of the year, at the Plow and Stars in Cambridge. So that's every third Saturday of the month we'll be at the Plow and Stars. We're actually playing with our friends Pineapple Jam. They're from Medford, too. Great guys. I even checked them out. Pineapple Jam Music. They're more bluesy than we are. They're blues funk as well, but so October 21st, I think it's the 21st. That's our next one, yep. And we'll be doing some Halloween type stuff. It's a little early for Halloween, but we said whatever.
I mean, in Salem, Halloween starts actually next.
Starts today?
No. Sunday. Next Sunday.
Oh, okay.
The first.
They kick it off.
Yeah, they call it Haunted Happenings out there, and it goes throughout the whole month. So you may want to find your way up there anyway and see if there's... I mean, a lot of places have music going on. They've got a center stage and everything where they play music, but you may want to check in and see if there's some place that you guys can jump into and get some North Shore exposure, too.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we play a lot around Cambridge, Somerville. We love Sally O'Brien's in Union Square. We play there a lot. But yeah, looking forward to the Plow gigs. We're on late. We're on the 11 p.m., but yeah, it's a fun little place. You got a good sound system too. Actually, back to the Halloween show. It's kind of we played a Halloween show last year. We covered the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and some friends of ours covered Black Sabbath. So that was fun.
Definitely a different combination.
Definitely. Yep. I think the third band was Joy Division. Those three very different bands. Three very different bands. But yeah, that was up in Lowell. We played up in Lowell. Mainly Cambridge, Somerville, so it'd be great to branch out. Maybe we'll go to New Hampshire, Vermont.
Do you guys ever go, I mean, I know you're established, you know, together for a while, but you ever go to any of the open mics to, you know, just pop in and just start jamming and give you a little more exposure, because there's a lot of them around?
Yeah, there's actually, earlier this year, I started going to a couple open mics. There was one at Thunder Road, one at the Lizard Lounge, and met a couple really cool people there. Actually, that's how I met the guy who shot our music video. So I agree, it is a good way to network. Never the whole band, only just me usually, because sometimes it's tough to swing it after work for our guys. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good open mics. There's one page in particular I found that had a great list of all of them. From there I found this group called E-Bass, Emerging Boston Singer-Songwriters.
Yes, I know about them. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, and they're very helpful too on that front. But I mean, there's a lot of resources out there, as you know. Yep.
Matter of fact, there's Mike talks about the one that's at the tavern at the end of the world, in Somerville, that they do every Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
and there are many open mics, and you know, it gives you a chance to test some of your music on a an audience.
Mm-hmm. And no, I'd love to get back into it. Like I said earlier in the year, I did a bunch, met some people. It's a great way to meet people too.
You know, especially now would be a great time because foliage season's coming, so a lot more people are coming to Boston.
Mm.
You know, even to go to New Hampshire, but they're all going to start coming because, and it's also going to be insane because the Sox are going to be in the playoffs. So you're going to have people from all over New England and otherwise to get out there and play.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, but that's for all the great local bands out there. Get out there and, you know, you mentioned a few of the people who you're going to be playing on with on the lineup. Mm-hmm. And I always tell people, when get your opinion, you go to a show, get a gig, and you're first, second, or even the last band up, having the bands who are either ahead of you or behind you to be there and stay for the gig, to network and to enjoy the other and be supportive of the other bands.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it is important. On that note, there's actually some promoters that, even if you, depending on what you sign up with, you know, if you play first, you have to stay till the end to get paid. So that's incentive right there. But I really think there is a sort of band etiquette where, you know, you know if you're coming out to play, like you should stick around for the other guys too, whether you're friends or not.
I mean, if you have another gig, I mean, you can understand that. But otherwise,
yeah. Or if you're a traveling band, I can understand that. Yep.
Mm-hmm. But hang around because you never know. Like you said, I mean, say the band that precedes you or comes after you has a great horn section.
Yeah.
And you can collaborate because you never know where collaboration is going to come from.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some of the greatest people you see out in the world, the big stars. I mean, you know, you had Eric Clapton and George Harrison. I mean, you know, that's like two different worlds coming together.
Hmm.
I mean, unfortunately, George has passed, but, you know, and I mean, you know, he had, you know, Johnny Winter with everybody. And, you know, so you never know where the next great collaboration or next great song is going to come from or inspiration.
Yeah, and that inspires new ideas and opens new doors.
Mm-hmm. And what are you looking for your band for the future? Would you want to continue doing it the way you're doing it? Would you like to, you know, put a small EP together and travel New England promoting it if you were able to get the right people behind you? We've had a couple different people in here who have gone out to the West Coast and collaborated and are going on little tours out there, so the music from here goes out there.
Yeah, I mean, so like we released a single in August, and we've been trying to focus on pushing that with the residency. But like I said, we're while working other jobs, but so it is a little hard to start part of travel. We'd have to plan way in advance. But I think if we focused on next summer, it'd be cool to do a little, you know, New England tour, something like that would be feasible. We did that earlier this year. We did a Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, a little go around, but. Yeah, and I think too. Before we were just renewed our lease in Medford for another year, so we'll be living together. And while we're all there, it'd be great to record an EP because we got about five or six new ideas right off the bat. And,
also, yep. Some of the festivals too. I mean, they're happening now, but this way you plan for next year.
Now's the time, man.
Now, check into them.
We learned that the hard way too. You gotta shoot the emails out early, man.
Well, I mean, you know, we are New Englanders, so you know. Always looking for something new, but not big on change.
At the same time.
And you've been here long enough to know that, right?
Yep. Little quirks, yeah.
So you have something else for us?
Sure. Yeah, we could play one or play one off the phone here.
Whichever you like.
Yeah, I could play. Actually, speaking of, I could play something off our EP from last summer. Let's see. Yeah, this song is called Debbie.
Thank you. gifted. First touch is there. Come and see if I care. Let's clear the air. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Are you feeling me too? Let's hop on right away, come on. Let's kick the dust. Do you think it's enough? I'm a guy to trust.
Welcome back to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
I'm Johnny Funk.
And you're here with us on What's Happening at WMFO in Medford. Like I said, each song gets better and better.
Hey, thanks. It's been a lot of fun being on here.
And you have another one for us live?
Sure, yeah. I could do, it's not a Johnny Funk and the Skunks, but more of a personal original. It's a little slower, but figured I'd give it a whirl.
Wish I could wake with the sun in my eyes, with the light on the rise, with your heart. I take you down to where the sand meets the tide, teach you to realize that we are all one. Oh, I'm singing. Oh, now dreams are like a boat out on a windy ocean night, being tossed around left and right, no direction. Then out in the dark comes a shimmer and light, gives you reason, gives you rhyme, hope and a sign. Singing. Wake
with the sun in my eyes, with the light on the rise, with your heart. I take you down to where the sand meets the tide, teach you to realize we are all one. I'm singing.
What'd you call that?
That song's called Awake. Yeah, that's about like when you fall asleep on the beach and kind of waking up and not sure who you are, you know. Yeah, so that wasn't funky at all. I apologize, but
no, that was great, because I'm listening to it, it's like you're calling it Awake, and in my head I'm hearing it Wake with the Sun.
Hey, there we go. Yeah, that's what's going through my head. Yep.
Wake with the Sun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and originally I think I wrote that I was on the beach, York Beach, Maine.
Great beach.
Yeah.
Great beach. And some great food up there, too.
Oh, yeah. That's where my girlfriend, her family vacations there. And always a good time. A little rocky, but...
But, you know, I mean, it's Maine.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. Because actually, I don't know if you know, but Maine at one time was part of Massachusetts.
Oh, like way back, you mean?
Way back, mm-hmm. Yeah. Matter of fact, sometimes there's legislation that... Maine has to ask Massachusetts for permission to do certain things.
Hmm.
You know, it's the really close New England thing. You know?
Yeah, that's why they move so slow. I don't know.
You ever seen a fast lobster?
There you go. I haven't heard that one yet.
So, again, let everybody know where to find you and the band.
Yeah, you mean digitally or whatever?
Everywhere.
Yeah, easiest way to find us is the skunks.band. That's the easiest way. Also, our Facebook, JOHNE, Funk and the Skunks, at Facebook.com. And if you want to straight up email us, it's JohnnyFunkandTheSkunks@gmail.com. We also got a Bandcamp, SoundCloud, all that good stuff. But if you haven't yet, check out our music video, Piece of Pie. It's a lot of fun. Just have us having a food fight, dancing around.
And we can't give prices, but where is the best place to get the EP and last year's EP?
Bandcamp, yep. All free there, yep. Yep, that's the best place to get all our music.
It's a good price, too.
Yeah.
Can't beat the price.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have one more song to send us out?
Sure. Yeah, let's do it. I could go back to the funky, goofy, funky, excuse me. So this song is called Spicy Mustard. And give you a little background on it. I found out my bassist puts ketchup on his hot dogs, and the way I was raised is I always put mustard on hot dogs. And we got into not an argument, but, you know, a disagreement. So, spicy mustard on my dog. Spicy mustard. Set it off, yeah. Spicy brown's the only way to go. The only way I know. Spicy mustard. Every time. I don't want the ketchup. No, that's a crime. No, no, no. Spicy brown's the only way to go. Spicy brown's the only way I know. Only way I know. I see.
spicy mustard on my dog. Spicy mustard set it off.
But of course, since you've been up here, you probably noticed that on hot dogs, it can be, you know, you can do the Coney Island stuff, but you can also do, you know, I mean, a hot onions, chili, cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Relish, ketchup.
See, I think it's cool if you have mustard and other stuff, but I was like, just ketchup? I don't know. That threw me off.
It's a mood thing. I mean, you know, Cleveland at their stadium, they have one specific mustard and a family that sells it right outside. And that's the only mustard you can get basically in Cleveland. So, but again, let everybody know where we can find you. And
there you go. Yeah, you can find us at The Skunks.band or Johnny Funk and the Skunks at Facebook. That's J-O-H-N-E, Funk and the Skunks.
You've been listening to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
I'm Johnny Funk.
And we want to thank you for listening to What's Happening. Johnny, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thank you, Aaron.
Great music. Love to have you back again sometime soon.
Great. We can bring some of the other guys. Yep.
And your next gig is?
Yeah, October 21st at the Plow and Stars in Cambridge. $5 cover.
Oh, can't mention right. Prices, but that's okay.
Anyway.
It's for a nominal fee.
Yep.
Thank you very much, and